The Frighteners by Pete Johnson, read by Kate Sachs. Chapter 1. In the middle of the night they came for me. The first time I only heard them. The next night I saw them too. I looked into the darkness, and there they were. The Frighteners. Just writing their name sends a cold chill down my spine. I really hope you never meet them. So, what happened to me? If I live to be 120, I'll remember every detail. It all began on a freezing cold morning at the beginning of October. The air was like ice. I couldn't stop shivering, but not just with the cold. I was walking into a school I'd never even seen before. I had to wait outside the office for my form teacher, Mr. Carr. The school smelt of cold fish fingers, and I seemed to be standing there for ages. I kept thinking about my friends at my old school. If only I was still there with them. If only. And then this bearded man in a multicolored jersey whooshed up to me.
"Chloe Storr," he practically shouted. "Splendid! Follow me!"
We bounded down the corridor.
"I believe you come from London," he said.
"Yes, that's right," I gasped, struggling to keep up with him.
"Well, you'll find life in a quiet village very different. I'm sure you'll enjoy it, though."
He opened a door, and all the chatting stopped. Eyes peered at me from every corner of the room. Mr. Carr warbled on about how it wasn't easy being new, especially in the middle of a term, but he knew they'd all make me feel very welcome.
"Do we have a volunteer to look after Chloe?" he asked.
I gave one of my really sickly, please like me smiles, but no one said anything. One girl at the front smiled at me. All the rest just...